Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
Tiger fans, welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You do not want to miss a single upcoming episode. We got a lot in store for you guys. So we're everywhere you can find your podcast, Apple Podcast app, Spotify, YouTube. Be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. And I have a special guest for you today. She is kickstarting this new regime of women's basketball led by Coach Margaret Richards. She's coming from the 901 Memphis guard, superstar in the making, none other than Tierney Kelsey. Welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Happy to have you a part of the family. So congratulations on becoming a Tiger and welcome to Jackson State.
Thank you.
And we want to hear all about you. We want to hear your story. But first, let's start off with a fun fact. Give the audience something about you. Tell them something, nothing basketball related that may catch them off guard. Just an interesting, fun, crazy fact about yourself.
A crazy fact about myself. Nothing basketball related.
Nothing basketball related. It can be basketball related if it's kind of interesting or funny. But don't give me your scoring average. We'll get to that. Like, give me something like a fun fact.
A fun fact about me. I like to draw.
Okay. Yeah. You like to draw or you're good at drawing? That's two different things.
Well, I do it like as a hobby. I won't say I'm best at it, but you know, I like to do it sometimes.
All right. Good stuff. You'll have to give us some samples of your work. Let us get to see how good you are. All right. Awesome. 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 Now, one fun fact about you, as far as I'm concerned, is your name, Tierney. Did I pronounce it right? Tierney?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very unique. I love it. So is there a story behind that name or a particular meaning, or was that just your parents being creative?
So my dad, he always wanted a daughter named Tierney. So he said, really? Even like whoever he had me with, he was going to name his first daughter Tierney. So
okay. That's just a name that he just thought of. And you put those letters together and he liked it and said, this is going to be my daughter's name.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay. Have you met any other Tierneys out there, or are you the only one that you know of?
No, I met some, but it's not spelled the same, so.
Okay. All right. So yours is unique. All right. Good stuff. So what should JSU fans call you? Tierney, or their nickname?
Some people call me just T. Some people call me Lil T. So whatever they come up with is cool with me, so.
Okay. So T is pretty easy. I think that's what they'll call you. I want to call you, if it's okay with you, I want to call you TK. How about that? Can that be my name for you, TK? Okay. Yep. All right. TK. All right. All right, TK, so you committed to Jackson State. Well, obviously you got the offer on May 20th, and then you committed 2 days later. So just talk about, how has life been for you since that announcement?
It's been pretty peaceful, I'll say, because before I committed, it was a lot going on, trying to figure out I'm going to go to school, people like, where are you going to go? You know, a lot of decision-making I had to do, a lot of thinking I had to do, so it was a lot going on. So since then, it's been like, I've been chill, like, I know what I'm about to do, so I like
it. Yeah, I can imagine with you being such a great player, everybody wanted to know. Family, friends, teammates, classmates, neighbors, just people throughout the city. So what was that reaction like when they finally heard where you're going, especially from your family, your close friends, and even your teammates or your classmates? What was kind of the sentiment?
Yeah, they were happy. They really wasn't expecting Jay to, because Jay came out the blue.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out the blue. I had a few other offers. So everybody was thinking I was going to go to Valley or Alabama A&M or UAPB.
You made the right decision. I'm sure you know that. You know that already.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know it's only a 3-hour drive from Memphis to Jackson. So how happy were you and how happy were your family members that they'll get the chance to come to your games, as many of their games as they can?
Oh, I was happy because I used to want to go far when I was younger, but now I don't want to be too far. I like to see my family. I want my family to see me, you know. So I'm glad it's just up the street, really. So.
Right, right. So share with us what you can about that recruitment. You talked about it coming out of the blue. It came out of the blue for the fans as well, because we really glued in the recruiting for Jackson State in all sports. So it's like, boom, we got the announcement that you got the offer, and a couple of days later, boom, the commitment. So Jackson State fans were scrambling like, who is this? Oh, she's awesome. She can't wait to have her. So talk about the recruitment. How did Jackson State originally come into the picture?
Okay, so first I'm going to take it back with Coach Richards.
Okay,
I've
let's
been
do it.
With Coach Richards for, I'll say, about 2 years now. Okay. She watched me in AAU. I played with Madeline Lee out of Arkansas. She watched me with them. And I played a different position. I was strictly the point guard, strictly the point guard. So her sister, she was at Alabama A&M at the time.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so I visited there, went to that camp, went to that game. And she was telling me that she's going to come to Memphis, watch my games. And she did that at Whitehaven. And so as the process kept going, I went up to Alabama A&M, I'll say March. And so I talked to her and the coaching staff, and she was talking about bringing me over. And I was like, that's cool. Like, I was planning on going there with her and Coach Murray and the staff. And so I get a call about a week later that she's gone. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. So everybody gone. I was close with the assistant coach Murray. I don't know if you heard of him.
Yes, absolutely.
He's at UAPB now, so she ended up going to Mercer. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of scrambling with the coaches and player, the porter, all that. So So now I'm like, I got to make a decision where I'm going to go on a couple more visits. And I thought that was out the picture with her.
Okay.
And I was still talking to Coach Murray. I went to a visit to UAPB. And it was cool, but I went to JSU, and that's what I liked better. So I ended up going with Coach Richard. She been believing in me. And I feel comfortable where I'm at.
Right. Yeah, we have a new coaching staff, obviously led by Coach Margaret Richards. We're so happy to have her. We were worried, right? We lost our previous coach who's been so successful. So when the announcement came in that it was Coach Richards who we were very familiar with. We competed against her throughout the year. So we were happy. And she's hit the ground running since getting the job. Share with us what you can about those conversations. Obviously, you say you had a relationship that goes back with her. But the conversations with her and her staff, once they got to Jackson State, what made you so comfortable with them? You were already comfortable with her, but what made you comfortable with Jackson State as well?
I love the coach staff. They're very welcoming, very friendly. You know, they talking, they kept it real with me at the same time. I talked to the AD. I talked to different people on campus when I went on a visit. And everybody was, you know, good people. You know, they going to push me to work, but they good people. I love the environment. Family-oriented. I just love it all. And I trust Coach Richards to get me where I need to be, so I don't have no worries. I just got to do my part.
That's great. Did your parents or family members get a chance to talk to Coach Richards at all throughout the process? Were they able to become familiar and comfortable with her?
Oh, yes, sir. My dad, my mom met her. They all met her. My dad likes her. They all love her. So it's good.
Absolutely. And talk about that visit. You talked about some of the people you met with. AD, he's a great guy, AD Robinson. So I know you enjoyed that conversation. And meeting him, but talk about the visit itself, like some of the things that you got to see and do.
So when I got there, I was at a big nice hotel. Coach Richards had picked us up.
It's okay if you can't remember the name of the place.
Yeah, so we had went on. I had went to go do a photo shoot. That was the first thing I did. I did a photo shoot. It was cool. That's when I had met the assistant coaches. I had knew one of them already from Alabama A&M. And I was doing the photo shoot, and I'm just getting the vibe, you know, the feel. And so it was cool. Then we had went to dinner. We went to dinner. And, you know, the conversation was going about everything and, you know, how that goes. So, and she was like, mm-hmm. I need you. This is where I want you to be. So I'm like, coach, I got you, coach. I got you, coach. So, yeah. And awesome. Then I went on a tour around the school. I went all through the walkway and everything. They showed me everything, the buildings. It's really nice. I like it. It's really nice.
So, like you said, she kept it real with you, right? She just said, look, this is, I need you, I want you, let's do it. It's just that simple.
Let's do it, yep.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad
Stretch. Feeling pine so fresh. The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
So had you committed prior to that visit? Were you leaning towards it? When did you say, okay, yeah, I'm signing, I'm coming? At what point?
I'll say the first night I spent the night, that night, I just lay in the hotel bed. I talked to my dad, and I was like, it feel right. It just, he was like, whatever you do, I'm cool. So it was just something in my heart that night. I was like, this is where I'm going to be. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And part of it feeling right, I'm sure, has to do with the city itself and just where you'll be, because you have to actually live there. I talked about that short distance between Jackson and Memphis. Is Jackson, is that a place that you were familiar with growing up, with it being so close? I mean, did you ever come here, or do you know anyone who's from Jackson?
Actually, my mom is from Mississippi, so okay. I'm familiar with Mississippi a lot. You know, I love Mississippi family, people. They very friendly. Mm-hmm. But Jackson, I'm not too much in Jackson. I was like Tupelo,
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities between the two cities. I know you'll feel right at home. But one thing that they have in common is that they're both traditionally basketball cities. I don't know if you know it or not, but the high school hoop scene in Jackson over the years, it's been second to none, just like in Memphis. So talk about the high school ball in Memphis and what that level of competition was like for you.
High school here, basketball is crazy. That's like, everybody love it, you know, the games be packed, big games. So I went to Arlington my 9th through 11th grade year. And all the big games, you know, it be packed out. And my coach was Ashley Shields. She played in the WNBA. She's at Mississippi Valley now. Wow. So, yeah, she's at Valley now. And yep. The environment, it's just ecstatic, like, especially the big our rivals, big games. It's a really good environment to be around, you know. I feel like it can help you get you ready for the next level because there's so much attention on you. It's like You either going to step up to the plate or you're going to lay down. So.
Yeah, I talked about how pumped our fans were when they saw that you committed and started to do their research and learn a little bit about you, because we know what that high school basketball is like in Memphis. So when we started to see those stats, we were like, okay, we got a good one. We got a good one. You had a stellar high school career. I told you we mentioned the stats earlier. So 21 points a game as a senior, the Memphis Commercial Appeal Player of the Year. That's huge. That is huge. And you led the team to a 23-6 record. Your head coach, Lynn Smith, she said your instant offense, you can put up buckets and bunches. So Tiger fans, they will love hearing that. We can't wait to see you light up the building. So tell us about your game. What kind of player are we getting?
Y'all getting a player that's willing to do it all. You know, I'm not going to say I'm going to come in and, you know, drop 30 guys. I'm going to come in and do whatever Coach Richards asked me to do. You know, I'm going to give her my best, give my teammates my best. You know, I do score very easily. You know, I'm going to put points on the board. I'm going to defend. I'm going to do whatever Coach Richards and whatever my team need me to do to win. So I'm ready.
Sound like a leader already. I love it. I love it. Is there a particular position that you're most comfortable at, the one, the two?
The one and the two.
Okay, both of them. So combo? All right.
Yes, sir.
What's that height? What's that official height?
5'8".
5'8". Okay, okay. So favorite players, anybody? Say that again.
I said like 5'7" and 3'4", but that 5'8" where it's at. Yep.
I love it. So any favorite players, anyone that you pattern your game after?
I'll say in the NBA.
We're going NBA. Okay. Usually I get a WNBA answer. WNBA answer. Oh, no, let's go to NBA. No. I love it. Let's do it. We'll do both.
The NBA, I just like Jason Tatum.
Okay. Wow. Jason Tatum is like a wing, 3-4.
He a wing, but he know how to, like, he crafty.
Yeah, he is.
I ain't going to say Kyrie because he like a point. I'm not all point. I can do 2-1, switch it up. Jason, he know how to get to his spots.
Yep.
He know how to do it all. So I feel like that's pretty. I know how to pass, shoot. I can be the wing. I can be the one. So.
All right. So you got a WNBA comparison or is it strictly NBA?
No, I can get to a WNBA comparison. I'm going to say Sabrina.
The bar is high. You're going Jason Tatum, one of the top players in the league, MVP candidate in the NBA Finals, and Sabrina. Come on now. She had a 3-point shootout against Stephen Curry.
I know. I'm going to go with her.
Okay. What was it about Sabrina's game that's similar?
Like she's a great scorer. I'm a great scorer. She gets her teammates involved. You know, she could be the one or the two. It's same thing. So.
Yeah. Okay, TK. I hear you. Looking to make a name for yourself at Jackson State. TK, I'll be on the lookout, man. Jason Tatum, Sabrina, combination. Let's talk about what's that thing that you want to improve on the most, what you want to work on?
Well, obviously coming in college is way bigger people, faster, stronger. So, you know, the main thing for me right now is get stronger. Cause I'm small. I'm not no 6. You know, it's the other girls that's really big. So me being my size, I gotta get stronger. I gotta get away from faster. I'm gonna be guarding, you know, tall defenders. So defense, work on defense. So like really improve those things. I know my scoring gonna come, like I'm not worried about that. It's the defense that's getting stronger and those things. So,
yeah. So those are things definitely. You know, obviously, it's awesome that you are able to notice those things and point those things out to know that that's what you want to work on. And we have the staff, of course, that are great at developing players, and then the facilities. We're talking about going to a college facility, which I'm sure you got to tour when you visited. So those things you'll definitely be able to improve upon really, really, really quickly. But let's take it back. Growing up in Memphis, when did you get started playing the game and how did you get started?
So I actually got started in Mississippi on my mom's side of the family, my grandma. Okay. I was about 6 years old. You know, where she stays is nothing to do, like nothing at all. It's not like Memphis where I can go to the mall. Everything was like 30, 40 minutes out. So I was 6 in the house, bored. So, and she has it was a basketball goal in the backyard. And so I would just go in the back every day and just shoot. And so after so long, my dad had seen that that's what I was doing every day. And so he was like, I think I'm gonna put her into, you know, basketball for real. And he tested me to see if that's what I really wanted to do, because he didn't want to go too deep in it if that's what I didn't want to do. So eventually, I'll say when I was like a year and a half later, I got in back at Memphis at home. He put me into a program with all boys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So I was with all boys from when I was 7 to like 12. I played with all boys that whole 5 years. Then I went to the Banshees, an AU organization called the Banshees of Girls out of Arkansas. I started playing with girls at 12 years old. So
that explains the NBA comparison. You started out playing against guys. So were you able to hold your own, or did they rough you up? Did they beat you up?
I mean, yeah, because playing with boys, you know, when the boys see a girl playing, they be like, "Oh, she a girl, I'm gonna do this." So it made me tougher. Like that's what he wanted me. He wanted me to start with boys so it could be easier with the girls, you know. So when I came to playing with girls, that little hidden, I didn't feel it because I was already playing with the boys. They way tougher, the girls, faster, stronger. Yeah. I was used to it, you know. I feel like it's good starting out with boys. So
Yeah, that's great, man. Shout out to your dad for seeing that, you know, having that vision, seeing that was of interest to you and putting you out there, testing you, and then having the foresight to put you with the boys as well. So that definitely made you a lot tougher, a lot stronger. Did you have any siblings, any brothers, sisters, cousins who played, or even your parents?
I do have siblings. My little brother plays football, but I have a cousin. Her name is Armenti. She coached at Ole Miss. She played at Ole Miss.
Armenti Price,
yes.
That's your cousin?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Wow, that's a legend. That's a Mississippi legend. So it's in your blood. That's your cousin, Armenti Price. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, obviously the age of, at what point did you start watching her play? Was she already in the W, or how far back do you remember watching her play?
I actually watched a few clips on her. I'll say I got closer with her, I'll say, my ninth grade year. So a couple years ago, she was at Ole Miss coaching, of course.
Already.
I'll go to their camps and we'll talk, and I'll talk to Coach Yo. And so that's when me and her really got close as I grew up. So, and then she ended up taking a break. She had a baby. And so we still talk every now and then, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good person to be able to lean on and pull from. I mean, great player. I personally watched her in high school. She was a video game. This young lady, I mean, we used to place bets on would she have a triple-double. Would it take all the way to the halftime, or would she get it in the first quarter? No joke. I said a triple-double in the first quarter. She would have, and sometimes quadruple-doubles by halftime. It was crazy. If there's some footage out there, ask her if she can pull up some footage. But in high school, she was amazing. So, yeah, that's definitely a good person to lean.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
working on. So at what point did you realize you were kind of good at this and that you'd be able to probably play on the college level?
Well, actually, when my dad had put me with the boys, the very first shot I took in the game, I made it. And so he was like, I'm talking about boy, like my first shot I ever took, I made. So after that, he just got me in the gym, training, working out, running until late night to early morning, really on the grind. You know, my younger me, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like working. I don't feel like, I didn't understand. I wanted to play it, but I just wanted to, you know, have fun. But he was trying to get me prepared for this now. So I understand it now. But yeah, and then as I grew up, you know, I got better, of course. I love to do it, the training, the workouts. I loved it. And so then AAU recognition started coming. I was like, I can do this. Like, I can take this to the next level. So here we are now.
Here we are. You know, all that hard work, all that preparation has led to this point, this moment. Here we are. We're here. So the next step is Jackson State College. When are you enrolling?
I'm supposed to be coming up there June 26th. I think a class starts June 27th, I believe. I don't want to.
So sometime in June, basically real soon. You're enrolling soon. You'll be here for the summer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. So what are the emotions like? Excited, anxious, nervous? Obviously leaving home, so factor all that in.
All the emotions, you know. I'm excited, of course. I'm nervous. I mean, the time coming fast. I never really been away from my dad, my parents, you know. But I'm gonna be good. They're gonna come check on me. But I mean, we here now. Ain't no going back. I'm just ready to work, so
thought I almost saw a tear about to drop. Do we need to pause it? tear that wasn't a tear was. Oh,
no, nah, I don't know. I might move in day.
You probably will. It's okay. I did. I'm not ashamed. I didn't. I almost. I felt that. I was like, wait a minute. Let me shake this off. Let me shake it. I was 30 minutes from the crib, so not. I could go home the same day if I wanted to. That just hit me like, wait a minute. When they walked off, when I saw them leaving, walking off, I was like, wait a minute. Got kind of emotional. I shook it off though. I bounced back quick. So I'm sure you'll do the same. Yeah, you got basketball. I didn't have anything. I'm wondering who is this dude who's about to be my roommate. You know. So you got ball.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you looking forward to the most as a student or as a player or both?
So as the school part, I won't say I'm not worried about it because it's college. It's harder, of course. It's a different level. But I'm pretty on top of my grades, you know. I have A's and B's, 4.0 last semester, so I make sure my work is done. So the student comes before the athlete, so I'm not too much worried about the school part, but on the basketball end, I'm excited. You know, as a freshman coming in, I'm just really trying to learn, like from my teammates, my coach. I'm trying to grow, develop. If you didn't know, I had shoulder surgery 2 months ago on my labrum, but I'm good now. I had that surgery, so I'm really just trying to get it back strong. So. Yeah, I'm just ready to come in, learn, grow, build.
No doubt. I'll give you one thing to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
The food in Jackson. Now, I know Memphis got some good eating. I know it, but I need you to experience this Jacktown food, and we're going to bring you back on the show in a few months. Tell us whose food is better.
Okay.
Deal?
Okay.
You got to be honest. You can't be biased. You got to keep it real. You got to let us know who got the best food.
Yeah, I like to eat.
All right, good stuff. And now tell us, what's that major? What are you going to major in? Have you decided yet?
Physical therapy.
Okay. Great stuff. Have you decided what you like to do after basketball? I know you're just now getting to college. A lot of us don't decide until after we graduate. But after we graduate from college, we try to figure out what we want to do. But have you put any thought into that yet?
So after college, if I was thinking overseas or if WNBA, but if not that.
Well, so let me reword that. After basketball, because obviously the goal is to play professionally. So, yes, after basketball, whenever your basketball playing days are over.
Okay, so, you know, something with sports, medicine, Like, my mom's a nurse, so I like that type of stuff. So that's why I said physical therapy. I want to still be around athletes, be around all that. So hopefully I'm a physical therapist, and also I'm into real estate, so I want to do that as well. So that's okay. The plan.
Okay, I can see it now. TK real estate, TK physical therapy. The sign. It's coming.
It's hard.
All right. So let's talk to the fans. They're all watching. They've been dying to hear from you since the day that you announced. So, and I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure they kind of reached out to you on social media. Did you get a lot of messages? Oh, yeah. Congratulations. So speak on that. And then what do you want to say to the fans?
Oh, so right when I put to commit it, like I didn't expect for it to go as much as it did, but I was on Twitter. They were showing so much love, and I'm very appreciative of that. Like, they were going crazy. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, like, that is so sweet. And on Instagram, that was all of my comments, like, welcome to D and welcome to mm-hmm. I Love. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's a family. I know I was kind of joking earlier when you were mentioning those other schools. Great schools. Just, you know, SWAC. We have that kind of fun with each other as far as the schools. But Jackson yeah. State is unique. It's one of a kind. It's a family. The I Love. You'll slowly start to realize what that means. It's not just a hashtag. There's a true meaning behind it. It's family. You've gained, you know, it's 50,000 alumni. So wherever you go with that, wearing this J hat at Jackson State, you'll be recognized. People will come up to you around town. What do you need? Is there anything we can do? Especially when they know you're playing basketball. So they'll look out for you. So tell your parents you're in good hands, home away from home, and you have family for the rest of your life. Outside of your real family, you just gain a lot more family members. So welcome to the family, as we've always been telling.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me with open arms, you know, because everybody absolutely. Don't get that. So
absolutely. All right. And then for the one or two fans out there who aren't following you on social media, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at @IamTyranny. And on Instagram at @tyranny_1_. So go find me there.
All right, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, you asked for her and we deliver, and she will be delivering at the Lee E. Williams Athletics and Assembly Center real soon. Be on the lookout. She's a video game. So looking forward to you. So again, congratulations. Welcome to the family. Looking forward to having you enroll. Looking forward to seeing you grow over the next few years while you're here. So don't be a stranger to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
I got you. Thank you. I appreciate okay. you.
Ladies and gentlemen, TK.
Bye.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.